This is How Success Happens, where the staff of Entrepreneur chats with innovators, writers, artists, chefs, and a range of other unique personalities to better understand the traits that make excellence possible.
Nobody in Silicon Valley thinks it's actually them. They think everybody else is like this.
One of my regrets actually now, we should have pulled the plug sooner.
It's amazing when the universe sees you commit, how all of a sudden all these resources start to come together.
Thanks for joining us. And now, How Success Happens.
Fundrise is the future of real estate investing. Fundrise enables you to instantly access high-quality, high-potential, private market real estate projects from high-rises in D.C. to multifamily apartments in L.A. Each real estate project is carefully vetted and actively managed by Fundrise's team of real estate pros. The platform's innovations power an investor-first model by eliminating the bloated costs and middlemen that have traditionally weighed down real estate investing, saving investors time and money. Fundrise's unparalleled transparency and real-time reporting let you see how the development of specific properties impact your overall portfolio. Visit fundrise.com/HSH. That's FUNDRISE.com/HSH to have your first 3 months of fees waived. Again, that's fundrise.com/HSH. Welcome to How Success Happens. I'm Nina Zipkin, staff writer at entrepreneur.com. Today, my guest is Yoonha Kim. She's the founder of the meditation app, Simple Habit. Since launching the stress relief and wellness platform in 2016, the company has grown to serve more than 2.7 million users, received the 2018 Google Play Award for Best Wellbeing App, and in November, raised $10 million in Series A funding. We'll hear more about Yoonha's journey, but first, a word from our sponsors.
FedEx delivers millions of packages around the world, but for FedEx, it's not just about packages or pallets. It's about what those deliveries mean for people. Whether it's rekindling a long-lost connection between old friends, a new business opportunity, or providing much-needed hope after a natural disaster in the form of relief supplies, FedEx delivers more than just packages. FedEx delivers possibilities. Find out more at fedex.com/possibilities.
And now for our second sponsor. Zola takes the stress out of wedding planning with free wedding websites, your dream wedding registry, affordable save the dates and invitations, and easy-to-use planning tools. Start with a free wedding website. It's so easy and takes just minutes to set up. Add photos, stories about how you two met, travel and accommodations info, and even recommend things to do for your guests while they're in town for your wedding. You can also build your dream registry with Zola and even create a fund for your honeymoon, future home, new puppy, anything you want. To start your free wedding website and Zola registry, and also get $50 off your registry on Zola, go to zola.com/HSH. Again, that's Zola, ZOLA.com/HSH. For my first question for you, I want to take it back to the beginning. How did you realize that you wanted to become an entrepreneur and kind of leave the world of investment banking behind?
Yeah. I never wanted to be an entrepreneur. Like, I didn't grow up thinking that I want to be an entrepreneur someday. And also, the funny thing is, when I left investment banking to start my first company, I didn't realize I was being an entrepreneur. I just, like, really liked this idea, and I just jumped into it to build it. And then I realized that the job of that is an entrepreneur. So it was more like the passion for the product or the idea that kind of called me into it, rather than like the job description or the role I was playing. Yeah.
Was there a moment like at your IB job when you were thinking about this product and you're like, this is, I have to pursue this. Like, I can't like stick with this job path that I'm on. Like, what was that moment like for you?
Absolutely. So first thing, I don't think I like that, the work, like aside from the grunt, like really, you know, I was working 24/7 in the investment banking job. But aside from just that, like, which I'm totally cool with, like working hard and all that, I don't think I really felt connected to the work that I do. And I wasn't really sure exactly like what the meaning of that work was. So I remember thinking, like, if I'm going to work this hard, might as well do something that I think is like super meaningful. And so I even like thought about being a doctor. and going back to school and like being going through like med school or something. And then just it was like really coincidental, but I had Christmas off and during that time, I got my new Android phone. It was Samsung Galaxy S3 at that time. Mm-hmm. And I realized how ugly the lock screen was for Android phones. And then I was trying to find how to change that screen. And then it just like hit me that this is a screen that we look at 150 times a day. And yet, you know, there's nothing like interesting on it. So what if we can make this into beautiful billboard that's on your phone? So that was like a really cool idea at that time. I started like crunching numbers on, okay, if we show ads, we'll make like $20 CPM or something like that. And we will pay people to unlock their phone, basically renting out people's lock screen. And it looked really cool. So that's like, it all happened like pretty quickly from there.
That's so funny because the idea of sort of like, you know, if you're going to work that much that you want to do something that really mattered to you. And I know that a lot of your experiences with Locket kind of informed Simple Habit. And so as much as you loved that idea, like what were some of those like pressures and challenges of launching the startup?
Oh, that company was so hard. Cool idea, but so first of all, I was 23 when I started the company.
Yeah,
so I didn't know much at all. I still don't know that much, but I would say, you know, that was very early on in my career, and so that was hard. Second, the business model was really hard to execute. So it looked amazing on spreadsheet, but what happens is we were creating a new ad unit. Like, no, there wasn't ad unit for the lock screen. So basically, I was running around the country selling to ad agencies saying, hey, here's this like new ad unit. It's called First Glance Advertising. We came up with that, by the way. Mm-hmm. And we'll overcharge you on the CPM because like it is a guaranteed impression. You can do cool things like Hershey's chocolate, like melting on the lock screen, things like that. Mm-hmm. So we were selling, so what happens with ad units is, you know, you have to have certain number of users and impressions to be able to start selling into like agencies or brands. And there's a chicken and egg problem because we're just getting started. So even if we have 1 million users from day one, we're not going to be able to sell all the ad units from day one because we have to go around selling. Mm-hmm. But users need to get those ads in order to get paid. So it was like a chicken and egg problem.
And sort of going back to sort of being 23 years old, you know, you're launching this first business. Like, what was that learning curve like for you?
It was a very steep learning curve.
Yeah.
I've learned quite a few lessons. Two lessons I've learned, and I can talk about that.
So absolutely,
first
yeah.
lesson is the importance of building a great team. Mm-hmm. Like, I learned that at the end of the day, your vision, your product, features, they will most likely change over time. However, the first few people that you hire, like, those people are not going to change.
Right.
So, you know, that was, like, a big thing I realized. So that's something that I'm doing differently at Simple Habit, where I'm putting in so much of my time on hiring the right people. So, in fact, like, actually, I'm spending 90% of my time right now on team building. Especially because we just raised a Series A round, and with this, you know, capital, we're building out our team.
Yeah,
yeah. Thank you. So I'm putting like all of my effort into like hiring and bringing on the best people. So that's like the number one lesson. People is everything about a startup.
Mm-hmm.
Second thing is self-care. So I realize this the hard way. If you're building something from nothing, usually the only resource that you have is you and your time.
Yeah.
And I think I drove myself, like I worked 7 days a week for 3 years at Locket, my first company, and I didn't really take care of myself. And I didn't realize that I need to take care of myself in order to make sure that, you know, we have a great vision and I'm taking care of our employees. So, by third year at Locket, like one day a burnout hit me and I wasn't sure exactly why I'm doing what I'm doing. And I think it was like just a hard moment.
Yeah.
And that actually led me to meditate. And meditate, I tried so many things for stress relief there. Like, I went to Whole Foods all the time, bought all these, like, oil that helps you with stress relief. And then I also, like, started meditating. I went to a therapist. And of all these, including workouts and yoga, I realized meditation is, like, the best way because you can do it anytime you want. You can do it for 5 minutes. You can do it for 20 minutes. You don't have to get changed. And it really helps you directly with, like, maintaining your mental health. So that has changed my life. It's changed the way I respond to stress. And that's something that I'm doing very differently here at Simple Habit is, yes, like, we work very hard right now, and I work really hard too. But I also want to make sure, like, all of our team members are healthy, both physically and mentally. And we put in the efforts to make sure of that.
When you first started doing meditation, was it sort of like a bit of a brain block? Because I know that, like, when I started, I was like, this isn't going to help me. And then eventually it did. But it was just sort of actually, like, sitting down and actually, all right, listening to it and, you know, all that. But sort of what was your kind of, like, relationship with meditation when you started versus now? Obviously, now it's your work life as well. But you could sort of talk me through that.
Sure. So I was raised Christian. So when I thought of meditation, I thought it was a Buddhist thing. Mm-hmm. So I never tried meditation until when I was like 23 or 24. Mm-hmm. And I, even then I thought like, oh, you know, is this something for me? And I remember being very skeptical of it.
Sure.
But my, actually my therapist was like, hey, you know, I'm going to try this out with you. Just close your eyes. And he walked me through this exercise, and I was like, it felt so great. So I asked him, what is this? And he says, this is meditation. So that's how I kind of accidentally got into it and mm-hmm. saw the benefit of it just immediately. And then I started doing it every day for a while. And I think with meditation, you have to do it for a couple of weeks to start to see the change.
There's been a lot of talk, especially, I think, the last couple years about how this idea of like the entrepreneur that's always hustling, that's always working, like it's actually like more of a harmful stereotype than not. And I was wondering like why you think that people have so much trouble like that when they equate sort of slowing down or taking a beat with not doing their best work. Like what can we do to kind of change that perception?
First of all, I don't think there's something wrong with always working. I'm always working, but I think being like cognizant of how you feel and how you are.
Yeah.
And like, just like making sure, I think working really hard is a great thing, but like doing that at the expense of your mental or emotional or physical health, I think that is a problem. And I think that's the line that I crossed. So, and why do people do that? I think it's one, lack of awareness. I don't think I knew, like, going into a startup that that's going to be harmful. Mm-hmm. And I also didn't really appreciate mental health. Like, I thought, you know, I'm going to work my ass off and, like, mm-hmm. you know, things are going to be good. And also, I think I felt a little bit guilty about not doing that, too, for right. my employees and for our investors. And I think it's also really natural for entrepreneurs to do so because they are usually very passionate. And like the reason they left their lucrative jobs to start a company, it is a crazy thing to do in a way, right? Mm-hmm. So I can totally understand why they would do that. But some of the things that I do to make sure of that is one, I always like wake up in the morning and start my day with a meditation just to like remind myself. And in one of my practice that I do is I always like think about one thing that I'm grateful for today. And, you know, it could be anything like, you know, actually this morning I was looking into my dog's eyes and I was thinking how beautiful her eyes are. Just simple things like that really like keeps me grounded. I also do yoga. I also try to do one fun thing every day that's aside from work. For me right now, it's binge watching on Netflix, but you know, doing things like that, I think like keeps that like balance that I personally didn't know about earlier.
Yeah, and it's so interesting the idea of of guilt, and so, and how like your self-care can take a backseat, like as a leader in a company that is sort of focused on self-care, like how do you make sure that your employees kind of take time for themselves, like you mentioned?
That's a great question. And it's also a question that makes me feel guilty about our team members, because we're like a tall people team and mm-hmm. we have so much work to do. So everybody on the team is working really hard right now. So I check in, something that I do in my one-on-one is like a scale 1 to 10, like how, what's your battery level? I mm-hmm. ask that question just to get a good gauge of like how, you know, are they like running hot right now, or what's their bandwidth like? So that's like one way that I ask. Sometimes there are a few people on our team that's just like that are workaholic. Mm-hmm. And so I sometimes like tell them, hey, you should take some days off. So that's a couple of things that we do. But on the organization wise, like we have a section dedicated to meditation in our office. Mm-hmm. And we want to create that kind of environment where people can kind of step away and meditate or like take some time. We also start off our meetings with a 1 minute meditation. It's on Simple Habit, and so we use that. It's a really great way to, you know, when you go to a meeting, oftentimes you bring that email drop that you haven't sent out yet, or that like, you know, annoying text message you got from your spouse mm-hmm. Into those meetings, and you're just like not there or like not present. So we start off meetings like that. Just so it's like a good reminder to be grounded.
And so to sort of companies into your career, what do you wish you had known about success and what was important to you when you started that you know now?
It's a great question. And, you know, I'm also still pretty early in my career, I'd like to think.
Sure.
So I think I'm sure this will also evolve. But I think when I did my first startup, I think I thought of success as like whatever the outcome is. Mm-hmm. Like whatever the outcome or like whatever we build, like output wise, that dictates success. And so now at Simple Habit, and this is my second startup, and we've had amazing outcome, like in terms of number of users or revenues that we've grown over the past year. And that is certainly success, but I also have a couple other like criteria that I look at. Number one is just not about the output, but also like the experience of going through it. You know, what kind of people did I like work with? What kind of stuff did I learn from other people? And how do I take care of myself and our team members? I think of it as more like holistically as success. Like, it's not always just about the output. It's also about the experience of going through it. So I would say someone asked me, like, what is your, like, dream startup mm-hmm. Life? And I think if you asked me when I was doing my first startup, it would have been like, oh, maybe 3 years from now when we were like at 100 million users. But now, honestly, if I think about it now, this is like right now where I'm at with Simple Habit is like my dream company and dream role, because I really enjoy a lot. And I don't think I had that kind of awareness to stop and think about and be grateful for where I'm at before.
Like, what does that joy like look like to you?
Number one is like the mission of the company. So do I feel fulfilled? Mm-hmm. And whenever I look at like our app store reviews where people say that, you know, they've changed their life through Simple Habit, or mm-hmm. they email me saying that, you know, this has really helped them through difficult times. Things like that really change. It just gives me so much joy and meaning to the work I do. So I would say that's like the mission and feeling fulfilled. That's like number one. Mm-hmm. And number two is like day to day, like just having fun working with our team. Like I love every member on our team, and both personally and professionally, like in this working relationship, like I think I feel a lot of joy.
Yeah, then kind of circling back to that question of meaning in your work, if somebody is at a job that they're not sort of feeling really invested in, and they're thinking about
starting a business and doing work that is meaningful, what advice do you have for them?
I've done my first company, and I think the first company was pretty interesting idea. Let's show ads on the lock screen and we'll monetize lock screen. I didn't necessarily wake up in the morning thinking like, oh, we're going to really, you know, have a positive impact in this world.
Right.
And I only realize now that that's so important, because the first couple years of a company or a startup is always fun. It's like there's, mm-hmm. of course, ups and downs, but things are so new. Things go well. Like, they're great. So you're going to, like, most likely you're going to enjoy it, or at least from my perspective. But when the third and fourth year comes along and the difficult times come along, I think it's really the mission of the company that, or like mission of the product or the work that you do, that really holds you together. So I would urge any entrepreneurs that are considering about like a new business, like really ask yourself, like, why are you excited about it? Is it just because you want to start a company and it's an idea that you think is interesting? Or is it actually, if this company does well, will this like have a positive impact in this world? Will this, you know, change people's lives? I personally, like, I think that matters a lot to me.
Lastly, what is next for Simple Habit? What are you excited about going forward?
Yeah. So we've had an amazing ride. So we started off with a content marketplace for meditation content. So it's, the idea was like, let's be like a Spotify platform for meditation, so that, you know, all the meditation teachers out there don't have to create their own app to distribute their own content. And, you know, anybody can come to Simple Habit and get different type of teachers, different type of expertise, because people meditate for different reasons, right? Some people meditate because they're going through pregnancy. Some people meditate because they've got sleep issues. So that's how we started. And one thing that we've learned is that, you know, beyond this desire to meditate, there's a bigger desire to improve their lives, whether it's people that are going through difficult times like divorce or depression, or some people go through cancer, or some people have aspirations in life like being a better parent, being a better leader. So, and we realized that, you know, meditation teachers, therapists, executive coaches, all these mental wellness experts, they all help solve similar life problems just in different ways. Mm-hmm. And they also don't have digital presence. So what we're doing is having them create pre-recorded audio content for all of these life problems or goals that people have, and hosting them on Simple Habit. So really, in terms of the next step, you know, we just closed our Series A round of $10 million. And with this new injection of capital, we'll be we'll be scaling our team, bringing on the best people, and we're really committing to building a really mission-driven company here and expanding our content verticals.
That's our episode. We hope you enjoyed it. How Success Happens comes out every week. To catch each episode, please subscribe to us on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, or wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts. Like, share, and leave us a review so we can always be improving. Go to entrepreneur.com for more episodes of this show and our other great podcasts. That's entrepreneur.com. Thanks.